I'm in Washington, D.C. to attend the Drug Policy Alliance Reform Conference. This is a conference that is done every 2 years in the United States of America. The main purpose or objective of the conference is to look at drug policies that are actually taking place or that are in place worldwide with a view to reform the policies, because you find out that the war on drugs has actually ravaged so many families, so many nations, and we are saying that this policy has been a failure, considering that a lot of monies has been poured in the programs to try and arrest people who use drugs and also to arraign them before the courts of law. So this policy has actually failed the whole world. So this conference now is here to make a review on those policies. What has really happened? What is the problem? So the conference is advocating for a reform of this drug policy.
What are you going to take back to Zimbabwe when it comes to the reformation of some of these laws that are being used in the country, from what you've learned from this conference?
We are going to engage our policymakers, starting with the Parliamentary Committee on Drugs, the Minister of Health, the advisor to the President of Zimbabwe on the health issues, and other stakeholders in the judiciary and also the police services. What we want to engage these institutions about is to see whether we can discuss on how the Zimbabwe drug law is. Because if you look at the Zimbabwean situation at this moment in time, we've got a problem with drugs that are actually littered on the streets of Harare and other border areas like Bade Bridge and also Kariba. We've got such a problem. So we feel that we should actually approach this issue in a holistic manner so that we actually give those people who use drugs a second chance. Instead of incarcerating them, we actually put them through rehabilitation so that they actually put back into society and contribute to the well-being of Zimbabwe.
Which are the most common drugs that are on the street right now? You mentioned that there is a high incidence of mental health issues, especially amongst the youth. But what are the most common drugs on the street?
The most common drug in Zimbabwe is marijuana or mbanje, you know, to some extent. And then we've got Bronclear, which is commonly known as Brongo, right? This drug, it contains, it's a cough syrup which contains codeine, and it's also a prescription drug which can actually be bought over the counter in pharmacies. But what is happening is that there is abuse of that facility, whereby in the streets you find out that having been smuggled from these neighboring countries, the drug is readily available in Zimbabwe. We also have got cases of Istalix. We have got cases of an alcoholic drink, popularly known as Msombodia. We also have got a mixture of ARVs, and these are the funny mixtures to come up with a drug called Nyangope, which is very popular in the Midlands town of Gweru, especially at Midlands State University. We have had some cases there of that drug being smuggled to the campus. So these are some of the drugs that are readily available on the streets of Harare, and they also find themselves at pool parties. Most Zimbabweans remember about 2 seasons ago at a certain school in Harare, at a certain rugby festival, where all these drugs, some of them, they were actually in proliferation to the extent that it was a cause for concern for most parents. So we are saying the government really needs to look at those issues. As civil society, we are trying our level best to ensure that people, they are aware of the scourge of these drugs on our streets. And also advise the government on the way forward, irrespective of any political ideologies or dogmas. We've got a problem in our hands. We really need to ensure that our citizenry or our citizens are well protected from drug misuse.